Welcome back to KJF Sports Talk. Speaking to DeSoto boys and girls cross country coach, fifth year head coach Aaron Young, talking about the girls' fourth place finish at state this past weekend at Jefferson City. Quite an accomplishment for the girls team. A very young team at that, coach, with a freshman and Kayla Vogelsong leading the way for you. Then you got junior Lily Kempfe that finished 22nd. So both those girls finishing all state. Let's begin with those two. I was keeping track of the results throughout the year, and it seemed like those two were, you know, neck and neck with just about everybody in all the different races that you guys had throughout the year. But talk about those two girls and their performances. Quite amazing athletes, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable athletes. Yes, Lily has qualified for state now. This is her third year. She's been a great runner since she's come into the program, even back into junior high. But with the addition of Kayla this year, Lily has just thrived. To have someone there to push her in races and in practices, especially, lead sharpens lead. You know, iron sharpens iron. They have definitely helped each other and been a huge asset to each other.
I want to focus a little bit more on Kayla Vogelsong. It seems like she is a girl that's destined for great things, and we've seen over the years that when you have a freshman that finishes as an all-stater and finishes right up there with tops in the groups, then you kind of see them projecting out to sort of be that consistent top of the line runner for you. So what is Coach Young looking forward to about experiencing what Kayla Vogelsong is going to go through the next 3 years?
Well, you know, I am super excited. I just had a meeting today with the girls. We turned in uniforms and stuff, and I told them I wish that the season wasn't over. We could just keep going and keep practicing. It's not just with Kayla, but with all of them. But with Kayla in particular, you know, the sky is the limit. I really don't think that we've seen the best from her yet. I mean, I know we haven't. She really has a superb work ethic. She really works hard in workouts and every race, she gives 100%. And I don't even know what to expect. You know, she really turned it on. That first race, the first 5K she ran was a sloppy Stan Nelson Invitational. We were running in like 6 to 8 inches of water in some places, and she still medaled there and finished 27th. But gosh, see her finish this strong and to win the district race and then to finish 16th. Yeah, it is so exciting to have a freshman be able to do that and to know that she will be here for 3 more years and we can depend on her to lead this group to bigger and better things.
Yeah, Coach Young, I can certainly tell that you are very high on Kayla Vogelsong, having the reaction like a lot of people I know understand, where you just don't know what's going to happen and you're kind of shocked by the matter and you're kind of at a loss for words. So that's great, and congratulations to her on meddling there at state, and to the rest of the team. You know, you got fourth place. It's a great finish amongst a very, very, very tough class 3 competition on both the boys and the girls side as well. When it came to those girls returning their uniforms and what have you, or maybe even after the race itself, can you kind of share with us, the conversations that you have with them about, you know, the season, possibly, you know, moving forward to next year, that sort of thing?
Yeah. We can't be finished. Throughout the year, as we started to have some success, the Cape Notre Dame meet, which was at the end, the last Saturday in September, we saw how close we finished. We finished within, you know, a very short point total behind Festus and Herky and Cape Notre Dame. They all were right there. We knew we had the possibility to be to have a really good season. And after that, we went to Potosi and did well there, finished second at conference, and then had a great Clayton Invitational, then great districts. After every one of those races, all of us coaches kept preaching to them, we're not finished. I mean, that was a great accomplishment what we did, but you can't be done now. We've got to keep going. And that's kind of the same sentiment that I had today with them. We've got to continue to work hard this off season, get in the weight room, get stronger, get faster, and have a good track season this upcoming spring, so we can carry that success that we have in track hopefully into the off season running in the summer, and then have another good season next year in cross.
I don't want to leave any names off, Coach Young, so bear with me here as I run through the other finishers. Obviously, Kayla and Lily going 16th and 22nd. But behind them, teammates Riley Petch finished 30th. Erica Meller finished 45th. And then you had Jewel Kohler going 98th, Caitlin McGinnity 114th, and Hannah Camp 117th. And again, these are the 164 best runners in the state in that particular class, in class three for you. So talk about the rest of the field and sort of your proudness level, if you will, of what they were able to help you guys do.
Well, Riley has continued to get stronger just as the season has gone on. She has, you know, started to figure out even more. And what is fantastic about that young lady is she was not happy at all finishing 30th. She had her eyes set on Allstate, which is the top 25, and to finish five spots off, she was upset after that race. So that's going to continue to fuel her. Erica has done really well and has been our third or fourth runner all year, and just has continued to build off of her freshman year and improve. And again, I think having Kayla and Riley and other freshmen in the program come in and inject some new beliefs and some new mentality has helped her out. Jewel did not have a good race at districts, and she was upset about that. But to see her, one of our only two seniors on the top seven, to see her have a good race and to finish fifth and to be that final scorer, that final fifth runner, was just so, it's priceless. She wanted to be that fifth runner all year, and to see her finally do it at state was great. And Hannah and Caitlin have given everything they had too. I don't know if you, and the leader, Caitlin McGinnity, had some issues over the summer. She had fallen and broken her forearm at a track meet actually out in New Mexico, and she wasn't able to train with us all summer long. So when she came in, and she was our fifth runner at districts to pull us ahead of Festus and win districts, for her to come in as a senior and to do that was just great. And Hannah's young sophomore, she has really come a long way since last year. She's had a few injuries with her legs and knees and hips, which have kind of held her back a little bit, but to see them all have success and to PR in these last couple of weeks. And they all have been a huge asset. And I'm so excited to only lose two of them and to keep building on this success that we've had.
Again, the DeSoto girls cross country team finishing fourth at state in class three over the weekend in Jefferson City. We're speaking to Aaron Young, head coach, fifth year head coach. And coach, before we started this interview, you wanted to highlight not just the girls, but the boys team as well. They didn't quite make it to state, but they finished fourth at districts. And as you told me, their highest finish since you've become the head coach. Talk a little bit about the boys program and what your expectations are for them moving forward.
Well, we talked to them as the season. It's tough being head boys and head girls coach because you know our girls have been excelling and getting better, and our boys have kind of plateaued a little bit. But we've talked the canyon between the Festuses and the Herkies and us. On the boys' side, it's just a little bit wider than it was on the girls' side. We've got to bridge that gap a little bit more with a little bit more hard work, and I hope that the success that these girls had fuels and pushes these guys to work, the guys that we have now, pushes them even harder to want to achieve the same success that that the girls had.
All right, very well. Hey, Coach Young, if you got anything else you want to say to the DeSoto community, to the school, to these athletes, if you have anything else you want to say publicly, here's your chance, Coach.
Well, I greatly appreciate all of our fans. We had a huge following come to support us at State, and I can't thank the fans enough for being there to support us. We had several alumni of the program come and watch the race. I appreciate them coming as well, and I look forward to many more races with that much support, and I can't thank them enough for all that they've done this season.
All right, good deal, Coach Aaron Young, head coach of the DeSoto girls and boys cross country teams. DeSoto girls taking fourth place at State. Coach Young, thanks for your time again.
Thank you very much.
We'll return with more KJ Sports Talk next.